A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to California. We're going to Contra Costa County, where we're going to be drinking the 2017 Ancient Vines Zinfandel. Now, this is, this is a pretty affordable wine. And it's also one of my favorite wines. When people ask me for a wine recommendation, and I have to preface this by saying that I get no monetary reimbursement for mentioning a particular brand, but this wine seems to be one of those wines that's wonderfully delicious. It's affordable. It's very American, and goes with all sorts of food and party and entertaining, and it just perfect wine to have in your cellar. And that's the 2017 Ancient Vines Zinfandel by the Klein family. Now, the Klein family is famous for producing a lot of Rhone-style wines, but the Zinfandel actually comes from the Italian grape Primitivo. And these vines, the reason they're called ancient vines is they were planted over 100 years ago in California. And if you drive through that part of the country and see these fields of vines, they're thick. Big diameter, they're short, they have a clubby kind of head, called head pruning, rather than being put up on trellises. And as they get older, these little clubs more or less get fatter and thicker and more gnarly. And they're dry farmed, by the way. And so these vines have to really struggle to get nutrients to the grapes. And I think that creates a wine of wonderful character. The vines have to go deeper and deeper into the earth to get nutrients that also extract some of that wonderful minerality and earthy flavors from the ground. And although the yield is very small, again, because it's dry farmed and not irrigated, the concentration of flavors in those grapes is spectacular. So I've poured some in the glass, and it's a medium opaque, kind of a ruby garnet color. I can tell it's pretty high alcohol, like a lot of Zinfandels, but a wonderful kind of berry and forest floor kind of nose. I'm getting a little cocoa in that. But the flavors are bright. I get like strawberries, blueberries in the tip of my tongue. Wonderful bright fruit flavors, but then melding into a minerality with a little chocolate and cocoa mid palate. Definitely some vanilla kind of flavors. I think this wine does spend some time in oak barrels, and that creates that kind of vanilla flavor. And at the end of the palate, you got a good grip, moderate tannins. Again, ready to drink right now. This is the 2017. Think it would probably last another couple of years with its higher alcohol content and moderate tannins. I think a couple of years in the wine cellar wouldn't hurt this wine either. Really delicious. This is a fun, not hugely complex, but just really approachable, offering a lot of flavor, a lot of bang for the buck. What would I drink this with? Oh, gosh. You know, I'm just thinking, what's a slow-cooked pork barbecue? And a glass of this wine would make me a very happy person. So this is the 2017 Ancient Vines Zinfandel by the Klein family.